It is great to chat with one of the members of Plants and Animals at Ottawa Blues Fest. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you too.
This is considered a first for you to see the iPad be used.
It's the first time, yeah. I've seen them on lots of billboards, but hey, there it is in the flesh.
Yeah, first time for your interview.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you introduce yourself and what do you play?
My name's Woody. I'm from Plants and Animals, as you know. I play the drums.
I just want to double check, the band was formed in Montreal, but two of the members are from Halifax?
Yeah, Warren and I grew up in Halifax and moved to Montreal after we finished high school at the same time. So, you know, the band's from Montreal, our roots are in Halifax. We're a big old smorgasbord.
It's mighty cool. I missed your show back in April at Babylon. How was it?
It was really fun. It's always nice to play Ottawa. And we were like good crowd. That was the beginning of 2 months of touring, and we had a... You know, we had a lot of energy. I don't know what happened to it.
What was it like to tour for places like Europe and abroad?
Well, it's fantastic to be able to go to all these crazy places we go to. It's a different kind of travel than slow travel where you actually stay somewhere and don't just kind of breeze in and out. But I really love it.
How's the reception to La La Land been?
It's been really good here in Canada. I'm you know, pretty excited with the way it's gone here, but well received. And then you know, sometimes on the other side of things is it's our second album, so there's been something to compare it to, being our first, and it's different. So I don't know. I kind of like how that elicits strong emotions in both directions from people.
How did you create an album named La La Land?
It was like a moment of desperation after having renamed it 17 times.
Oh,
you know,
man.
As we were remixing it, as we were about to put it out, and that vortex of trying to you know, put the big puzzle together up against a deadline felt like the ethereal headspace that is La La Land. So it seemed fitting.
As I seem to be thinking about that reality show, what was it interesting in writing and creating the song American Idol?
I just thought of it as like a kind of an old-timey rock and roll song with a saxophone solo in it. The American Idol part of it, I don't know, it's kind of funny thematically, but it doesn't, I don't know, you gotta ask Warren because he wrote those lyrics, but when I played it, I wasn't thinking about reality TV.
What's it like to be back at Ottawa Blues Fest?
It's great. This is a fantastic festival. It's amazing. The only downside is that we're playing at 9:30 tonight on a small stage, and on a big stage right next to it, Santana's playing.
Oh,
so
Santana's playing earlier.
Is he? Oh, I thought we were playing at the same time.
No, you got pushed to 9:15.
You just saved my day.
Yeah, because I remember seeing you at the Black Sheep stage 2 years ago. It was a short set.
Yeah, it's what they gave us. Yeah. We, you know, these festivals run like tight ships, which is a good thing, or else it would just be chaos. But, you know, you have a strong set start time and a strong end time, and if you go over, there's usually someone red-faced in the wings shaking their fist at you.
And I forgot it's all ages. Like, usually you play shows at 19s plus.
Yeah, usually, because that's just, you know, the nature of clubs. That's the way they have it. But it's good to be able to play for people who can't always go out and see live music.
Yeah. I'm curious, is there any special guests joining you guys tonight?
On stage, I don't think so, no.
Because someone told me, my bird bugged me about, oh, Sir Newfield going to be joining in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Geez, I wish I could surprise you with that and everyone with that. But no, I know Arcade Fire played here last night.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah. Was it good? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen them play their new stuff
yet. Oh, man. Yeah. I haven't seen them live, so it's my first time.
Right. Sarah's played live with us a few times, but tonight ain't going to be one of them.
Oh, man. They're probably just tired.
Maybe, yeah.
How's the Ottawa crowd been?
Ottawa crowds are great. All Canadian, you know. Basically, I think crowds are good everywhere. You can't even attach it to a city and a place because you know, it can be different one night and then another, but in Ottawa, it's always, people have always been really consistently enthusiastic. I think it's all the kind of Canada Day pride that you store up all year.
What do you think of being nominated for the Polaris Music Prize long list?
Great company. What a lot of great bands. That's awesome.
I bet you weren't on the short list.
That's cool too.
Yeah, I noticed so many good choices this year.
Yeah, a lot of good choices. A lot of good choices.
What's gonna happen to you? You have woke up too soon and found the world in the rain. And now your feelings have changed. Say goodbye to before.
What was it like to have Bye 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 played on NBC's Chuck?
I haven't seen Chuck yet. I've heard it's a good show. The funny thing about it is we knew it was going to happen, and I'm not a big TV guy myself, but so I thought, oh well, it'll be on a TV show, you know, some people will notice. And then all of a sudden I kept hearing about it, even from friends of mine who also claim to not be TV people. You know, they don't even have cable, but somehow they were watching Chuck. So there's something going on in the world. I think it's a television revolution that's happening right now.
I'm a Chuck fan.
You're a Chuck fan? Yeah.
I was surprised. When it was played, like, oh my god.
Yeah. I'm thrilled about it. And if we ever got played on Three's Company, I'd even be happier. But I don't think they're making that show anymore.
The only problem with Chuck is that it doesn't do well on Monday nights in the States.
It doesn't?
Yeah. It was like the season finale got like 5 million viewers.
Oh, that's not enough, 5 million viewers. So only 5 million viewers got to hear our song?
No, that's like the... Well, I don't remember. It was around 5 or 6 the last time it was played.
After
it was played. Yeah.
I'm okay with those numbers myself.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. It's just like, I just wish people watch it. But it goes like, it's going against Dancing with the Stars or other great popular shows. Like, well, 24 is gone.
Yeah. I did get into that show. I rented the season 1 and watched it in probably... like 24 hours. So I stay away from shows like that because of those serial TV shows, because I tend to get addicted to them, and most of them, except for The Wire and Deadwood, you know, tend to be
short-lived.
Yeah, short-lived.
Were there any other songs that were played on various TV shows?
We had something on The Hills recently. Yeah. He's grimacing, radio listeners. What else? Yeah, a couple of French Quebecois TV shows. And I can't remember what else, but I think there was something else too.
Would be another one in the winter time and one in the summer.
How's the Montreal music scene like?
it's going strong. It's going strong. You know, it got a whole bunch of attention. When was it? 6 years ago or something in the global media and became the music place for a year or something. But it's still going strong. There's so many good bands there and places to play and people to go see shows and creative ideas and amazing players. I love it. I love the Montreal music scene.
Do you miss the Halifax scene?
I can't say I do because I haven't lived there in so long. And when I lived there, I was in high school. I was just a young buck. But I did, even when I was kind of a kid, Sloan were getting really big and Thrush Hermit were really getting big. And I saw that city explode and also get called the next Seattle, you know, for whatever that media attention's worth. It really adds something to the energy of a scene, and I think that lingered in Halifax. But even now, with that out of a spotlight, there's all kinds of cool stuff out there because the people are so weird, you know.
Do you find any differences between the two cities?
Montreal and Halifax?
Yeah.
One's 10 times bigger than the other, and... very cosmopolitan and bilingual, and the other one's on the ocean, which is, you know, you can't parallel that, and more provincial, but also kind of rougher around the edges in this really wonderful way. So I can compare them in their similarities and differences, but I wouldn't say I like one more than the other.
What's your favorite Montreal venues?
My favorite big one, I think, is Cabaret La Tulipe. That's where we played our CD release show this year. Beautiful old theater, you know. And my favorite small one is probably the Divan Orange.
I've been to that one.
That's a great club. Yeah, run by amazing people, and they have great bands, and it's just the vibe in there is so nice. I also really like the Sala Rosa. I've been there
too.
Lots of times. You've been there too, yeah.
Well, for your state party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Back during the Easter weekend.
Oh, okay, okay.
Cause I think I must have saw one of you guys on Easter Sunday, or no, on Saturday.
Where was that now?
I don't know, down some, I don't know who was it.
Yeah. Yeah, we played with Yusei Party at South by Southwest in the Canadian tent.
That's cool.
Last March.
Oh, yeah. This past March?
This past March.
Before the drummer, oh, yeah.
Before the drummer passed
away.
Yeah,
sad.
Yeah, really sad. Really sad. I didn't get a chance to meet him, but, you know, watched them play and met a couple of the other people in the band. And I don't know. That's, what can you say? You know, yeah. It's terribly sad.
Yeah, how was South by Southwest?
Crazy, man. Crazy. There's 2,000 bands in one city.
Whoa.
All playing six times in a week and trying to get their big break. So it's just madness. It's pretty fun.
Who are you good friends with in the Montreal community?
I'm pretty good friends with the mayor, Gérald Tremblay. Sometimes he comes over for, you know, breakfast, or comes over for beer at night.
Nothing about bands or musicians.
Oh, bands.
Yeah.
It's like a small neighborhood, small town, the neighborhood we live in, full of musicians. So, you know, some people that you'd know from touring internationally, you know, like, I don't know, I know a couple people in
Young Galaxy.
Yeah, know those dudes, yeah. I mean, there's friends, and there's like, hey man, how's it going, you know, where you been touring lately? And then there's like real close friends you hang out with on a regular basis. That would be, you know, like the Bar Brothers, who are this insane new band from there, and Mike O'Brien, and Joe Grass, and Spengler, and the Ideal Lovers, and you know, all these Montreal bands who you don't hear about because they don't tour as much, but they're keeping it real there, you know.
How about Bessemer Lakes?
Yeah, we played with them at the Metropolis recently. They're crazy. They're a bunch of kooks.
Yeah, I interviewed Jace.
Yeah.
He's pretty lighthearted guy.
He's an amazing guy. Yeah.
I was like, one of my friends liked it. My interview with Jace.
Yeah, you'd think that he would be intimidating, you know, because he...
Yeah, that's what
I thought. It's like wherever he walks, there's like mists following him and his crazy hair's blowing in the wind, and he's like 50 feet tall and he wears crazy black clothes. And then... He'll give you a big hug, and then the mist surrounds you, and it's just paradise.
And do you know anyone from the Halifax music scene?
I know Al Tuck.
I kind of heard of him.
Oh, Al Tuck. He's a Halifax legend, man. That guy's been around forever. Folk guy. Ask anyone. If you could call Buck 65 someone from the Halifax music scene. I know him. Toured with him a little bit once.
So I've interviewed a couple of Halifax musicians.
Oh, yeah, like Wintersleep, if you want to call them Halifax, too. But they live in Montreal now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I interviewed Tanya Davis, In-Flight Safety.
Yeah, we know the In-Flight Safety dudes. Jen Grant.
Yeah. Caledonia?
We haven't crossed paths with them yet. Played at the same festival once, but I don't remember. We didn't raise a glass or anything.
I thought it was an appetite. It was a burning desire.
How's Campus Community Radio and CBC Radio 3 being supportive?
In ways unparalleled by anyone else, I would say. CBC Radio 3 is long live it. CBC Radio 3 does so many good things for music, and I'm not blowing hot air here. Like it really is important, its presence in Canada and the way it spreads. Especially like a lot of people in this country don't have access to very much radio except for the internet, and Radio 3 is right there. So there you go.
When I started my radio show last summer, I ended up with Bye Bye Bye. I kept joking, oh, it's not the NSYNC song.
It's a what?
It's not the NSYNC song.
No, it's not the NSYNC song.
Yeah, I kept mentioning it. I'm gonna say bye, 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 and it's not the NSYNC song.
You know, shortly after that record came out, me and Warren were in the Vancouver casino having a fun time, and it came on the speakers in the casino, you know, in the oddest of places, and we, our song. Why the hell is this being played, you know, next to, right after Céline Dion stuff? And we had a good laugh about it, and the next day I realized that someone probably pushed that thinking it was going to be NSYNC. Or not. It's a gamble.
Who's considered the funny person among the group?
Oh, I'm by far the funniest.
Do any jokes during the tour?
I'm not the funniest. Everyone likes to joke around. Nick's funny. Just look at the guy.
And lastly, what's your favorite food in Ottawa?
Favorite food in Ottawa. There's a cool Pan-Asian place right off the 417, and I can't remember what it's called. I like that. We had a really good Korean hot pot dish there once recently when we were in Ottawa. You know, what else? I'm not going to say the beaver tail. I'm just not going to do it. But they're pretty good. I know that's Ottawa's, you know, most famous delicacy. Yeah.
But there's another delicacy that bands have been telling me is shawarmas.
Shawarmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, shawarmas are good. Are Ottawa shawarmas better than other places' shawarmas?
Seems like it. I don't know, but they always keep telling me shawarmas is the only food they like in Ottawa.
Okay. man, I don't know what that is. I steer pretty clear of the meat, so, I'm more of a falafel guy myself.
Cool.
Yeah.
The only time I went to Montreal during the Easter weekend was Au Viva.
Oh, yeah?
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, that place used to be in the bottom of someone's house, and you could eat on their crooked little tables in the backyard. It was really cool. They've gone a little more upscale, but I heard the food's still good. I haven't been in a while.
Yeah. And thank you for taking the time, and good luck with the show. And I guess you like seeing the iPad for the first time.
You're lucky I didn't drool on your little gadget there.